Big food companies have an image problem. Many consumers don't trust them, at least not as much as they once did. Some companies are trying a new strategy. NPR's Dan Charles says they're releasing more information about how their products are made.
Back when Milton Hershey first started making Hershey Kisses in his chocolate factory in the town of Hershey, Pennsylvania, it was a simpler time.
So, you know, Milton built the town. Some of these bigger houses here are where his first executives live.
This is Jeff Beckman, director of corporate communications for the Hershey Company. It is now a giant enterprise with factories around the globe, $7 billion in annual sales, which is pretty common. Lots of food companies are huge. And what's also common is skepticism about what those companies are up to. Amanda Hitt may be an extreme case.
This industry is almost always wrong and always doing something messed up.
Hitt is director of the Food Integrity Campaign at an activist organization called the Government Accountability Project, which tries to expose the food industry's darkest secrets: dangerous slaughterhouses, contaminated meat, exploited workers.
So yeah, when I look at anything they do, I there's a certain level of skepticism.
Charlie Arnott has studied consumer attitudes as a consultant for big food companies. He also runs the nonprofit Center for Food Integrity in Kansas City. He says consumers have lots of questions these days. How is food made? Is it good for me? But they tend not to trust answers from big food companies.
There is a significant bias against big food. And in fact, the larger the company, the more likely consumers are to believe that that company will put profit ahead of public interest.
Arnott says companies can't change that with marketing campaigns. The one thing they can do, he says, is open up, show more details of their operations. Here at Hershey's headquarters, they're testing that strategy.
I am Deb Arcolio, and I am the Director of Product Transparency for the Hershey Company.
That's an actual title.
It is. It's a new title since October.
Arcolio brought along a bag of Hershey Kisses because there's something new on that package, a little square code, a QR code like the ones you see now on airline boarding passes. Arcolio takes my smartphone and aims it at that code.
You click on scan.
And suddenly, on my phone, I see a lot of things. Nutrition facts, what allergens are in there, details about all the ingredients, like this one, lecithin.
Let's say I don't really know what lecithin is. I can click on lecithin, and I will get a definition.
There's a note about whether this product contains ingredients from genetically modified organisms, GMOs. There's also a space to list certifications. For instance, if some independent organization like the Rainforest Alliance certifies that an ingredient was produced in a way that protects the environment.
What's not allowed is marketing spin and fluff kinds of claims, like, you know, America's favorite popcorn.
The Hershey Company created this system called Smart Label, but now other companies are adopting it too. Very soon, Arcolio says, there will be tens of thousands of products on supermarket shelves with Smart Label QR codes.
I think this is a game changer for this consumer packaged goods industry.
I took this back and showed it to our skeptic, Amanda Hitt from the Food Integrity Campaign.
I think anything that informs consumers is a good thing, and that gets us one step closer to a certain level of transparency.
But this QR code only shows us part of the picture, she says. She thinks it's highly unlikely that companies will voluntarily reveal the most unappetizing aspects of their business. Charlie Arnott, the food industry consultant, says just wait, maybe they will. He is telling those companies, you really have to.
Consumers are interested in the good, the bad, the ugly. Give me the information, treat me like an adult, and allow me to make an informed choice.
He's advising companies to post on their websites documents that may contain bad news, like outside audits of their food safety procedures. When companies do this, it can lead to some difficult questions.
Is that information that we're comfortable sharing with the public? And if not, do we change?
There are risks to this, he says. But the risks of not doing it may be even greater. Dan Charles, NPR News.